underneath all of it is an avoidance of feeling. So underneath all of that stuff, all of those behaviors, is somebody who is in pain and somebody who is needing love, support, connection, and who needs to be heard. If that person can be given those things in a safe way, there's a chance they can be healed. All of those behaviors, in my opinion, and in I think the opinion of most clinicians, is that those behaviors are symptoms, right? So like once I was able to not hate myself anymore, like, and that was through therapy and nutrition work, like that wasn't like, oh, Katie's not going to do this X, Y, and B behavior today. The behaviors did stop, right? Because I was able to like look inside, but feel safe enough that I could, right? Mm-hmm. So I think every single person with an eating disorder needs a team of people. Like that's to me a basic one, like a therapist, a coach, a nutritionist, or a dietitian, a medical doctor if needed, to be on the same page and mostly to give unconditional support because it's a process, right? And we only are able to process our like traumas and our demons and our feelings if we feel safe. If there's no safety, there's no healing.
Welcome to the 2021 Radical Recovery Summit presented by the Killaby Center for Recovery. This is Lynn Fraser, your moderator. This year, our theme is Feel It, Heal It, a new paradigm of recovery, featuring a diverse group of thought leaders and innovators, people who are working on the ground in the new field of addiction recovery. Go to radicalrecoverysummit.com to sign up and watch free.